This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks.
Welcome to Auto Talk Radio. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining in and being here. You gonna go surfing?
Surfing?
Yeah, I see this High Coast surf advisory.
I gotta get my butt back in shape before I get back out there. Yeah, in the big waves.
I saw those waves. You might drown.
Yeah, might be a problem.
You might drown if you're not prepared for it. That's for sure. That's for sure. Well, no, I was like, actually, when it comes to cars, like I saw up in actually Ventura. Did you see that wave come over the wall and the guy in the truck trying to drive away? And
no, I didn't see.
Oh,
it.
And then they lost a bunch of campers and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, that must be on Seacliff. That happens when the waves get big.
Yeah. So, but they were warning everybody, and then these people are out there. And I got to be honest with you, a little common sense goes a long way. When the fire department and the lifeguards and all those people are saying like, hey, pay attention because these waves are serious. Like they can, there's a guy there in a truck, man, and the wave comes from the wall and all these people are being swept away and he's trying to drive away and wondering. And I'm thinking to myself, boy, I hope you take that thing to an underside car wash because all that salt water that just got up in the frame.
Oh, it eats it up.
Oh, man, it's going to lay in there and that thing's going to be destroyed later.
Yeah, we used to ride dirt bikes at Pismo Beach and then you'd see every once in a while you'd see a truck driving through the ocean, you know, and running around. I'm like, you are rotting. Your
that
car
thing's
is
going
rot.
To die and yeah. It's going to die badly.
Yeah.
So, but even here in San Diego, what's that, Tourmaline Beach and Pacific Beach there? Mm-hmm. Tourmaline, is that how they pronounce it?
I think it's Tourmaline.
Tourmaline Beach and Pacific Beach, yeah. They hide. But
that's just kind of usually a longboard spot.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, but if you're going out there, be careful, just as people. I mean, the wet weather, things like that. They're obviously doing water rescue, San Diego fires out there. Then, but the surf is extremely high and the waves are crazy. If you can go someplace and be up real high and see it, go check it out where you don't have to get swept away. Yeah. But don't do anything dumb because you will drown and drowning's no fun.
La Jolla Cove usually looks pretty cool when the waves get big because it crashes up against the rocks.
Yeah, and you're way up high.
Yeah.
So you can go check it out and stuff like that. So, great. Mission Valley tuberculosis exposure. There's some cool stuff going on now that I don't want. No. Oh, wow.
Big waves.
Big waves. And stuff like that. And big waves, go see, for sure. Just stay up really high. So it'd be really, really pretty, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And kind of cool for New Year's weekend and stuff. Everybody, we thank you for joining us this morning. We're going to be talking today about the importance of proper diagnosis on your vehicle and what it means and how important it is. And all kinds of great stuff that goes along with that. But you can give us a call at 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're here to talk to you about and happy to do so. Bunch of y'all called in for Christmas weekend. Brendan was out and missed it. He's back with us now, looking very chipper.
Yeah, I feel much better than last week, that's for sure.
That's good. That's good. I thought you had a wedding or something to go to last week.
I'll say it publicly. Unfortunately, my son caught RSV, unfortunately. He was stuck in the hospital for a few days, so I thought it was very important that I stayed by his side.
Yep, but the little trooper's all good to go, right?
He's excellent. Good. I've never seen him smile and laugh so much more in my life.
He's happy. You took him and made him healthy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think so, yes.
He probably wasn't smiling while he had RSV.
No, he definitely wasn't. He was mostly crying and... It was definitely difficult to sit there, but again, he's healthy, and shout out to everyone in the nurses in the doctor's office who helped him get better, because those guys are really, really miracle workers there. So
they're the heroes.
Yes, absolutely.
For sure, without question. So, well, we're glad to hear the little fella there is doing well.
Thank you. So thank you so much.
Back at it. Yes. No problem. And glad to have you back.
Thank you.
As far as he goes.
Oh, but, thank you. I appreciate that.
Everybody missed you. I think Bodie asked where you were.
I think so.
I think Bodie actually asked where you were. So it's all good. But yeah. All right. Well, glad you made it back with us. And little feller's doing well. So diagnosis. How important is it, Paul?
It's pretty important.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It's better than parts changing.
Yeah. That never works out very well at all.
It gets expensive.
It does. One of the things that I always talk about is the best money ever spent on any repair is when you have a vehicle diagnosed by a qualified technician at a quality facility, because in the long run, it saves you lots of money. Throwing parts, as Paul said, at cars just never works out. People working on cars themselves these days and fixing them just doesn't work out so much anymore. You need lots of equipment to diagnose a car these days, let's be honest. And the technical knowledge to do so. It's not like your grandpa's car where in the driveway, put spark plugs in, set the points. If you had a dwell meter, you were good to go. Points condenser. Set the timing. Car's running like a champ, right?
Yeah.
We got so many more things going on cars today. And matter of fact, I was just having a conversation the other day about how we've gone from with fuel injection. You know, we went to got rid of the carburetor, started with throttle body. Then we went with port injection, right? Mm-hmm. After throttle body injection, and then direct injected, which most cars are. Now, most cars are direct injected with port. They need that at idle to prevent. There's a couple things it does. There's an off idle port thing that has a lag in it. So adding direct injection that has a lag in it. So adding port injection to it does a couple things. It smooths everything out. The car runs a lot better. And the second thing to that is it helps reduce the carbon buildup problem that we're having on valves. So there's a lot to that helps out. So in diagnosing that can be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
So, and if you learn about the system, another great thing that happens, like if there's a port injection problem, the car can limp in. I'm sorry, if there's a direct injection problem, the car can limp in on port injection. But actually diagnosing these vehicles, and can you imagine? So you have two fuel systems kind of going. And if there's a problem with one, you know, then you have to diagnose that. You could throw a lot of parts in a car if you were guessing.
Yeah.
Smoke.
Oh, yeah. I'm working on that GDI, high pressure.
That can be dangerous, too.
Yeah, very, very dangerous.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of those lines, they're one use. You're not supposed to put them back on.
Correct. Because, some of the, what's the highest fuel pressure when dealing with a GDI? I think get 3,500 PSI or something like that.
Yeah.
Probably a good reason not to reuse those lines. They blow off or snap off or break once you twist them.
You got to release the pressure.
Correct. So there's a lot to do with that. And it's going to be, in working on it, you can save yourself a lot of time and money if you get it diagnosed properly and fixed right the first time, for sure. And that's what we do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what getting cars fixed right is important about. So, otherwise we do see a lot of cars that come in that not specifically that an owner's done something with that have been someplace sometimes that they weren't qualified to actually do the repair or diagnose the vehicle. And there's been components put on the vehicle. I mean, it doesn't happen all the time, but sometimes we get a rundown with folks and they're like, well, I had this replaced and this replaced and this replaced. I'm like, all right, great. But, you know, unfortunately you could be making bigger mistakes, because now you could create other issues.
That's
with
what I was
vehicle.
About to say. You know, someone uses like a remanufactured poor quality mass airflow.
Yeah.
And it already had this issue. Now it set other codes because of a cheaper sensor, and it makes it worse.
Just low quality. Yeah. That's something that we put on the vehicle anyway. So yes, you're right. You can, it can make the vehicle, not operate properly in other fashions, and therefore creating its compounding issue on top of issue. Now, so not only did you replace a bunch of parts that cost a bunch of money, but now you're going to have to replace a bunch of more parts to get it back to the way it's supposed to be. So just a thought, you know, just keep in mind most newer vehicles, when they have a drivability concern, unless they've been damaged somehow, a lot of repairs are just a single point repair. Like we go and diagnose, find the components bad in single point repair, right? So just need to pay attention with vehicles, get them diagnosed properly, and you save so much money. But we're going to kind of run through a couple different things here and kind of the steps that go forward with actually properly diagnosing a vehicle. As we do, you know, we'll talk about it and options like that. But if you have anything automotive related, please give us a call at 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, give us a shout for. We're going to take our first break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM. And we will be right back after these messages. Brendan, you're not paying attention at all.
He's on the phone.
Oh, is he on the phone? Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll wait to take our break, even though it was supposed to be right now. He's busy doing something, so must be important. So, but anyway, give us a call, though, 1-888-344-1170. 888-344-1170, and Brendan, he'll be over there to answer the call because apparently he's on a long speed call. So basically with diagnosis, and we'll start off with the very beginning, is, and the number one important thing is to retrieve the data. With vehicles nowadays, almost everything stores a code. So are you ready for the break? Okay, here we go. We're going to take our break now, and then we'll jump into that, which is what I wanted to do. 1-888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back. Well, I guess this is our Happy New Year show.
Yeah, it is.
Because by the time we talk to y'all, it'll be a new year.
New year.
What kind of exciting things you doing for the new year for your car,
Brendan? For my car specifically. Yeah. Let's see. Number one, I'm going to pay it off entirely by next year for sure, my Rogue that I got.
By the start of next year or by the end of next year?
No, the end of next year.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha, okay.
We're on payment plans to have it finished by December of next year, so... That's what we're looking forward to the most. Anything else with the other new car? I keep trying to tell my wife, hey, let's go get that new, Ford Maverick really badly, but she's not having it.
She's not buying it.
She says, that's too small of a pickup truck. If you're going to get a pickup truck, you're going to get a big one.
There you go. My son wants one of those. All right. Phones are ringing. Yeah. Actually, Zach wants a Maverick.
Yeah.
He keeps talking about it. Well, you can get them in two styles. You can get them just regular, like the Ford Ranger gas, or you can get a hybrid one.
Yeah, I saw that. Hybrid.
He wants the hybrid one because he keeps talking about how much gas money to save. And I said, well, how much money is going to save when you got to replace the battery on that thing?
Yeah. But he drives it a lot. Usually, you know, the ones that sit kill the hybrid
correct.
Battery.
No, he'd be driving it to work every day and everything. So, but yeah, we'll see. The problem is, they don't have any in stock, and you have to order everything.
Yeah.
So, but
and they're probably hitting you with a dealer markup.
They are. Yeah. They were. So there was one. I looked at one that was pretty good priced at the Ford dealer in Escondido. I just happened to be up there to get moldings replaced on my Ranger because the sun and it was under warranty. So the sun had faded the molding. I don't know, four of them. It was weird. I don't know.
The fender molding?
No. Where the window molding on the outside, it just turned it a gray, the four of them. Like, they didn't have any you know, protect
coating or something.
Yeah, something. Yeah. So they replaced all four of them under warranty.
Maybe they tried a new material this year.
I don't know. I don't know how it got there, but it did.
Yeah.
So anyway, they're all black now and back to where they're supposed to be. But that's why I was up there. So I was like looking and the sticker price on it was like, and I didn't pay much attention if it was a hybrid one or not, but the sticker price was like $35,000.
Oh, yeah. When they first were going to come out, they're going to be in like the mid 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, but then there was a $5,000 markup on top of that for the dealer. I was like, no, I'm good.
Yeah. Thanks. There was people because it took a while to be released and people were on the waiting list forever. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay, I want to get my truck. And they
for
go,
the
okay,
hybrid or for the regular one?
I think it was both.
The same. Well, usually the hybrid's more money. Cause
yeah. But people were on waiting list from like a year ago and then they went to go pick it up and they go, oh, by the way, you owe this
additional
new markup now.
Oh, we'll keep the truck.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's not cool.
It's not very nice.
No, it's what they're doing these days, though, apparently. So, one of those things. What can you say? I'm glad that I bought a new truck in 2020, right before this all started happening. That was right, but there actually October 2020. And by the end of 2020, started 2021 is when you couldn't find a car. Prices went out of the roof. So, I hit it just right. I was lucky.
Yeah.
Lucky as could be. So, but, and it was time for me. The big old F-250 hit its 400,000 mile mark. Yeah. And I was like, it's time for you to go, my friend.
That forever.
You did your job.
Yeah.
Yep. I drove that truck a lot. All right, folks, I want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks up there for over 30 years now. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved, taking care of folks over there, out there for over 10 years now. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right in central San Diego right there. Taking care of folks over there for over 6 years now. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall. AAA approved and STAR certified for smoke. For smog. It's kind of smoke.
Yeah, it's kind of smog.
For smog. Taking care of folks over there for over 4 years. And of course, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved. Taking care of folks over there on the coastline for up in North County now for coming up. We'll be heading up on a year here now as we head into the new thing. So, that store's been there for over 30 years also. Good crew working there. It would just made sense to make it part of the West Automotive Group. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, my employees, come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio as all of us truly believe in the same philosophy, which is we never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. Stop in and have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about for sure. One of the things we're talking about today, why diagnosis is so important with anything. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for you and your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit, of course, but great way to go. So ask about getting a West Automotive Group card. You can also take advantage of our diagnosis by our qualified technicians, whether it be a transmission diagnosis for our CertiCare transmission diagnosis or just diagnosis for drivability or noise or whatever it is. You'll save a lot of money by having your vehicle diagnosed by one of our certified master technicians, which helps eliminate unwanted parts replacement. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home, along with low-cost rental vehicles at all five locations with rental partners. We don't actually have them there, but we have somebody right close nearby that we work with to get you into a rental vehicle if you need one. You can jump on westautomotivegroup.com, follow us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. And you can also see the Automan segments from there where you click on the Automan, where I'm the Automan for the CW and Fox 5 News. Or you can also click on Auto Talk Radio and listen to our podcast through there. That's from westautomotivegroup.com. But you can always email me if you have any questions at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. You can grab our podcast on the go also from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeart, radio.com and tune in all there for your listening pleasure. Get all that through westautomotivegroup.com. You can go through there too. So, all right, let's see what Harry has to say in Fallbrook. Good morning, Harry.
Hi. I need an ECM for 2002 Jetta. Do you know where I can get one?
Well, there are pieces that remanufacture them aftermarket now. So as far as that goes, I'm not sure if they do the Jetta one. That's what you have to find out. But it's difficult to find. You can't, Volkswagen obviously doesn't carry those anymore. They're obsolete. So, if you were to email me, I can send you a couple places that, you could try. Usually some of these, you got to send your ECM in and wait for it to be remanufactured, and it can take up to 2 to 3 weeks. Other ones have ones in stock, so I wouldn't know if they'd have one that in stock or not unless checking. And you're going to, when you do this, you'll need the VIN and all that information. But if you send me an email at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com, I can send you a couple different places to try.
Okay, how about if I call someone?
You could do that. You could call to the Escondido store, give them all your information, and they could try to source one for you. Who diagnosed the vehicle as being a bad ECM?
It was diagnosed in Oceanside.
Okay. That's fine. Somebody did diagnose, and you're pretty confident on that's what it needs?
No, I'm not. I have no idea what's going on. Okay. It failed smog, and I brought it down to the referee, and the referee said, well, you need a oxygen sensor. And then I brought it back to the guy. He says, your oxygen sensor is working fine. It's the computer that's not that it keeps putting the engine light on.
Okay.
I'm not thoroughly sure what is going on, but that's what I've been told by so-called experts.
Okay.
That it needs a ECM.
My biggest concern with that would be, we don't replace a lot of ECMs. The Jetta, that's not a common car for an ECM. That doesn't mean it can't happen, don't get me wrong, but it's still not a common car that has ECM problems. There's all kinds of different things that go with different makes and models that we see a lot of. So the diagnosis on that, I'd be a little bit in question on. Then that is an expensive endeavor to go forward with if you're not 100% sure that's what's wrong. Your better option might be to get that car into us at Escondido and let my lead smog tech there actually diagnose it for the concern it's having. Because it sounds like you're not too convinced the gentleman diagnosing your car knows what he's doing 100% either.
Yeah. Well, what would that cost to diagnose it again?
On that, it starts out, off the top of my head, I'm trying to remember. You'd be in the couple $100 range right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But money that's way better spent than trying to put an ECM in that car, because the ECM's not, even if we have somebody, which we probably do, that can reman that ECM, it's not going to be that cheap. So making sure that's absolutely what you need is way. We don't see with those, how many miles are on that car?
About 150.
Okay. So here's how ECMs usually go. Unless something has caused that ECM to fail, such as, let's say we had a oxygen sensor heater short to ground and took out a driver in the ECM, that we've seen that happen on different cars. But unless something like that's happened, ECMs don't fail internally normally. So there has to be an external cause for them to fail. So just saying that that's the only thing wrong with it makes it kind of tough. Do you know what code was turning the check engine light on? You know what code it was? Okay, gotcha. I was just curious.
I think it was the oxygen sensor.
But was it a heater or is it an oxygen sensor,
The heater.
Okay.
The heater and the oxygen sensor, which proved to be okay, in testing it. But it went back to the ECM.
Well,
it doesn't erase the engine light.
So you're telling me that they said that the oxygen sensor is fine, it's never been replaced?
They replaced it last time, and it didn't fix the problem.
More on those, though. Sometimes you can have where we're getting voltage drops in the heater circuit or other items like that. Or it could have damaged the PCM. I mean, ECM, it's possible. But
normally blow the fuse, though.
Yeah, usually it blows the fuse on those. So, yeah, you know, I was just using that as an example of something that could damage, obviously.
I mean, it could happen. It could burn the driver, but...
Anything's possible, but we just don't see it in that car much, so... I'd want to be really sure before you just go replace it, because once you buy an ECM for that or send it out and have it, you pay for it, you're done. I mean, it's not like you don't get a refund on it. So it's an expensive part to throw at a car without being 100% sure.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
All right. So you go to Escondido then.
Yeah, if we can help you out, let us know. I'd love to get it diagnosed properly for you and make sure you're doing the right repair.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Harry. Thanks for calling. Have a wonderful, safe weekend and a happy new year.
Thank you.
You
too. Bye.
So great questions, because it's one of these things. Throwing an ECM at a car can be very, very expensive, obviously.
Yeah, and you got to be careful what O2s you put on those.
That's another thing, too.
If you just put like a Denso, it's not going to...
No, the heater on that could be drawing too many amps or something like that, which is actually causing it to set a code.
Yeah,
or not enough amps, or not heating up properly, or just so many things.
Some of those
go
aftermarket
wrong.
Ones, they don't match well with it. The Euros, you got to be careful.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I know which ones you use, but there's certain ones you shouldn't.
Well, that's another whole part of diagnosing a vehicle properly and knowing what quality parts to put on a car.
Yeah,
it's another thing. You know, I often find it interesting when I speak to folks and they're like, "Whoa, I found this part for cheaper." I'm like, "Well, it won't work."
Yeah.
So, not to be funny about it, but in all seriousness, cars these days are extremely sensitive to what you put on them.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, and then when you want to warranty it, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, and there's a million aftermarket parts offshore. That's a whole nother radio show. come out of China that are junk.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not everything out of China is junk. Don't get me wrong, but I mean, there are these producers over there that produce junk.
Yeah.
And they sell it. And people buy it off the internet, and then it causes more issues with your car.
Yeah.
So, if you're lucky, you buy one of those oxygen sensors from China, you plug it in, and it does blow your ECM up.
That's true, too.
Eat short. You know what happens when the smoke comes out of the box, Brendan?
Sorry, I was pressing the wrong button there.
You know what happens when the smoke comes out of the box?
Well, I mean, nothing.
You can't put it back in the box, I'll tell you that.
That's right, yeah.
Nothing good comes from that.
Just put a bigger fuse in there. Your fuse keeps blowing, you just put a bigger fuse in there. It fixes it.
It works for me. It makes the repair bill go up. That's not only smoke coming out of the box, that's smoke coming out of the wiring harness, smoke coming out of all kinds of places.
And then some people just might refuse in general.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Refuse? What's that mean?
Because he talked
about refuse. Aha, you're funny. Now you're gonna
it's not funny when I have to explain the joke.
Yeah.
Paul got it right away.
I
was like, refuse. Refuse to do what? Put the smoke back in the box? Yeah, we have I'm sure electricians use the same term, but we have a thing that says, don't let the smoke out of the box. And the reason why is because if you short something and you let the smoke comes out of the box, putting the smoke back in the box don't work.
Yeah,
it's brokey.
Yeah.
So, all right, folks, 1-888-344-1170, 888-344-1170. We're going to take our last break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio here on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back. Is it raining at the coast?
Yeah, I was when I was driving into work, all of a sudden I saw raindrops and I had to turn on my windshield. I was shocked by that.
You had to turn on your windshield? You have one of those that goes up and down?
I am going, okay, windshield wipers.
I thought maybe you were wearing goggles before that, so then you raised the windshield.
Can I even abbreviate to WW? I had to turn on my WWs.
Windshield wipers?
Yeah.
Well,
do I sound cool? I say that or no?
Not really.
Okay, never mind. I'll just say windshield wipers.
But I'm just wondering, is it a marine layer or is it actually raining?
Oh, it's a marine. Oh, no, no, no. It is supposed to rain all day today. That's right.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Crash.
Crash.
Yeah. I wanted to say C-R-A-P, but I didn't know if that's appropriate to say.
I don't know what that means.
C-R-A-P?
Yeah.
C-R-A-P.
Oh, crap.
Oh, okay. I guess I can say it.
I thought you were, it was an acronym. I was like, what?
No, yeah. I have an outdoor concert tonight I was going to go to.
Oh, you do?
Are you playing in it?
No, I'm going to watch Zach Bryan tonight.
Oh, Zach Bryan?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Where's it at?
Petco Park.
Oh.
Yeah. I got tickets.
That'll be a good concert.
It's going to be a great concert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Although, I forgot that he was here.
Yeah,
me too.
One of my...
That'll be good concert, actually.
There's another band I really liked, but they had to cancel earlier on in the year because the lead singer caught COVID just before the concert.
Like the rest of the country?
Yeah, exactly.
Great. Yeah. But what is it?
It was the band's called Camp, but they got replaced by a band called Tumbling Over Turtles or something like that.
He got COVID and they replaced the whole band?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a throwaway band.
Yeah. He's like, I feel better now. Nope, too late. Nope, too different late. Band now.
Well, no, Zach Bryan will be good tonight. Oh, that'll be a good concert. Sure. Who's with him?
Starting off, is a band called The Silent Comedy. I've never heard of them.
They're
from San Diego, apparently. Then after that is Sierra Farrell, who I really enjoy. She's an up-and-coming country artist.
Yes.
Really, really. She sings such beautiful music, honestly. And then it's the Trembling Turtles. I've never heard of them, but...
Trembling Turtles.
Trumpling Over Turtles or something. I remember. But I started
listening to them. They're a country band?
Uh-huh. They're actually pretty good.
They're going to have to change their name if they're going to make it. Yeah,
I think so. It sounds more like a metal band or something like that.
I thought you said Trampoline Turtles.
No, not you. And then it's actually...
Is that where you throw a bunch of turtles on a trampoline and watch them bounce around? Now, that could be really wrong. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah. But it should be a good concert tonight.
It'll be good.
Take a bunch of photos.
Your umbrella.
And take my umbrella.
Yeah. You might need it.
I completely forgot. I kept saying, it's going to rain on Saturday. And I never thought, oh, no. I have an outdoor concert tonight still. So.
Yep, you do. And they don't refund tickets for
rain. No, they don't.
Nope. You're going to have to stand there. Well, I went to Nashville to see George Strait and Chris Stapleton.
How was that concert?
The concert was great until about a third of the way into George Strait when it started lightning and pouring down rain, and we were in Nissan Stadium.
Oh, I was going to say, are you at Nissan Stadium?
Yeah, well, they did like 5 nights sold out there. It was great, though. But
So Chris opened for George?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
But then Chris Stapleton was on stage with him there he had come out to do a song, and it was actually very... it was great, but they kept telling him to get off the stage, and George is like, well, I can't leave till I sing Amarillo by morning. So he did sing that song, and then I had to call it. It was lightning and pouring down rain. The good news is it was like 90 degrees out, so.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. We're sticky,
lightning's always
wet,
a little unnerving, though.
Yeah, you know. Hopefully, there's
electrical equipment and
taller next to you that it strikes. You know, so yeah, that was the big concern. But the concert was good. It was cool, and Nashville's always fun. So might as well go check it out anytime if you've never been there. Whichever way, it's all good. All right, folks. So give us a call 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. As we're talking about anything automotive related, happen to talk about. I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. We do not stock any other battery at the West Automotive Group for simple reasons. Interstates are the number one technician recommended battery in the world. So if you need a battery for your vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com. You can check us out and make an appointment, and we'll get you Interstate installed or anything else automotive related. You can jump on westautomotivegroup.com and make an appointment also. We'll get you all set up, get you helped out. All right. If you need a battery for any other need, though, you can check out Interstate at their storefronts because they have batteries for every need. 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. Good stuff. All right, let's see what Seth in San Carlos has to say. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have just recently had an interesting development where both my 2007 Dakota and the 2007 Camry had engine check engine lights come on.
Uh-oh.
I trying to remember the exact code for the Dakota, but it turned out to be like check for the like air coming in after the MAF, and it turned out to be that a elbow on the PCV hose going into the intake manifold had broken down, and it was leaking air in there. So cleared that one.
Yeah, after
but I'm working on the one for the Camry now.
Okay.
And so the code is P0171 bank 1-2 lean.
Okay.
And only got one bank because it's the four cylinder. So
okay.
I've been you know kind of ramping up because you know I'm the kind of guy who likes to learn about stuff as I go and
sure
I don't mind spending some money, but I like to spend it in the right direction in a target. Mm-hmm.
It always makes you feel better when you spend it in the right direction, that's for sure.
Well, you know, it can really be a trap to just, you know, come up with the first thing and go, oh, I'll try that, you know, like a kind of shotgun the money, you know, throw parts at it, as they say. got to the point, you know, with the too lean, it can be either, you know, the air getting in, just like on the Dakota, mm-hmm. like after the MAF, or it can be some obstruction in the fuel. You're not getting the fuel like the computer is calling for.
And, yeah, there's a lot of things that can cause lean codes for sure. Yes, sir.
That's the thing. Exactly. There's a whole lot of things. So I seeing that, I got a reader, you know, so I could see the codes in real time and the freeze frame on the code on
the data,
you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been very instructive. I had never, you know, really gotten into this stuff before, but very interesting stuff. And so it was it threw the code before the engine was really hot, but it was under load, you know, so mm-hmm. it's not throwing it at idle. So that kind of directs you away from the air leak, right?
Correct. Like on Camrys and things like that, a lot of times in a lot of cars, they have it after the mass air flow sensor air boot that comes into the system. So if you get a lot of lean codes on one of those from at idle like that or under hard acceleration, you want to start looking at these, especially where the ribs or the boots are, to make sure we didn't get a split or they failed, because they're made out of rubber and they do fail after a while.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So since mine was throwing it at a higher RPM and some load, I'm thinking the fuel side, and I wanted to check the fuel pressure, but the darn thing is really hard to get apart at the quick connect.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been able to get it opened up yet, so I haven't checked that. But then I thought, well, what's one thing I can do? I can look at the injectors, and sure enough, also through a P0304, so number four cylinder misfiring.
Yeah, I was just going to go to that. So misfires under load can be caused by obviously lack of fuel volume or pressure, possibly. But in doing so, those lean, it's a lean misfire, puts excess oxygen into the exhaust, which is picked up by an oxygen sensor and sets a lean code, just like you're having. So there's a lot of items, like you're stating, fuel-related, that could cause this also.
Yeah. So I got the injectors out and looked at them, and sure enough, they were kind of cruddy. And especially that number four. So mm-hmm. I didn't take them apart or run anything through them, but just sort of superficially cleaned them from the outside with the carburetor cleaner.
Yeah, cleaned off the pentels of them.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And it actually improved the operation.
So
not hesitating so much on startup anymore, and
gotcha. How many miles are on this Camry?
About 140.
Okay. So have you ever had an induction service done to it?
Induction service, no.
Okay, so here's what may be going on also that can cause this lane. So the carbon gets built up on the intake valves. And what happens is during hard acceleration that it heats up and then it absorbs the fuel when it's injected in and creates a lean condition and you get a lean misfire. As far as that goes, and you can't on a cylinder, which also will set up a lean code along with the misfire a lot of times. So that may be what's going on. You might have a lot of valve carbon buildup, especially if the injector pentals had a lot of carbon on them. You might have a ton of a buildup going on the valves. An induction service is a service that we use. We have a special tool that an atomizer, and it works through to burn a lot of that carbon off the valve. And that's a great place to start if you're having, especially under hard load, you're having those things. You might have quite a bit of carbon buildup, to be honest with you.
All right. Okay.
It's also a great service to do once a year on your vehicle. I do it on all my vehicles once a year. Just helps keep that carbon buildup down and prevents these kind of problems from happening. Because we're seeing cars now that are getting enough carbon buildup, we have to actually pull the intakes off of them and then blast with walnut shells we use. It's a special mix of stuff, and it cleans all that carbon off of them because we're getting lean misfires on these vehicles for a lot of these causes.
All right.
So if that makes sense, that may be what's going on.
Yeah, you could also swap that injector.
Yep, you can move it from one.
I did that, yeah. I took the 4 and 1 swap just to see if the problem followed it.
Did it move?
Actually, the problem did go away, and now... I'm reading on the long-term fuel trim. It went from being up in the 30s or at least above 25, and now it's below 20.
Okay.
So it had some effect, apparently.
Wow, that's really lean.
Yeah.
Positive 20?
Yeah. Yeah. That it's.
Oh, yeah.
Is it still coming down? Because you should be down around... below
10,
5. Yeah. I like to see them at, 5 moving around. A lot of them run at 0. So,
yeah.
That's all those numbers are corrections in the system, which I'm sure if you've been reading up on this, But when it hits 20, that's when it sets check engine light or a pending. So,
yes. It's barely under.
Yeah. I would maybe spray brake cleaner on your intake too. Like, you might have a unmetered air coming in somewhere.
Right. Not brake cleaner, right?
What's that?
Carb cleaner.
Yeah, carb cleaner or something to see if it changes idle.
Yeah,
you can spray around there, and then you can. That's how you can determine if it's getting unmetered air coming in.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but I you might have 140,000 miles. You might have some carbon buildup on those valves. So, and moving the injectors around won't fix that. Obviously, it sounds like you removed some carbon off the pentals of them. But if they're the pentals of the injectors were that carboned up. The valves are intake valves probably got a lot of carbon on them.
Yeah, very well could be. I just the one misfire on one cylinder is usually like intake valve. It's multiple misfires, but
yeah,
could be that one.
Yep. Do you know? Did you see how high the misfire count was for that 304?
No.
Okay.
Well, I think I had two of them that. Before I cleared it out, because after I did this, I want to see if anything was going to happen again. So.
Okay. If you have a good quality scanner, you can go look at the misfire count also, which will tell you. And even if it hasn't set a code for it, the misfire counter is always tracking the misfires per cylinder. So we can always look at that data and see, like, even if it hasn't set because it hasn't happened enough, sometimes you'll see one cylinder will be 100, 200, 300, sometimes 1,000, sometimes 10,000 misfires, depending on how long the period has gone that it's been monitoring it. So that's always good to look at to tell you. So like you move that one injector to another spot, like Paul said, then we track it and we can look at it to see are the misfire counters picking up misfires on this thing and did it move and follow it? So
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully that helps you out. If
that's helpful.
Yeah, let me know what you find out, and I'll go from there. Or if you end up needing some help, we're always around.
Sounds good.
My friend. Happy New Year. Be safe out there.
You too.
Okay. Take care. Bye bye. So great questions.
When yeah, it's a good question.
I mean, he's doing it kind of methodical. I would not throw any parts at the car, but going through. At least he's got some scan equipment.
He's got fuel trims and stuff. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. I mean, that's...
20's high.
Yeah, 20's
high.
That
thing's at 20, it's lean for sure.
Very lean.
Yep. So doing
his thing. Yeah, I had more questions. I want to know if he has mass airflow data
on his gentle. I'm sure he does. But yeah, that's good to look at too, grams per second. Exactly. What are we doing and how? So, but yeah, good stuff. Wow. So this is the end of the year, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. Flew
by. I was just watching all the new vehicle laws that go into effect. This is always an interesting time of year. They have all these new laws that go into effect January 1st, right? The one that it's in San Diego, the of course, all of California, the what's it called? The hourly rate that you pay employees.
Am I getting a raise?
We don't have it. No, because we don't have any employees that are at the minimum wage. Minimum wage. That's what I was talking about. Yeah. I guess it's gone up again. I think it's gone. Is it 16, Brandon?
It was 16. Now it's going to go up to.
No.
It's not. I could have
San
sworn.
Diego was 16. I think California was 15. The city of San Diego has been higher always, but now I think it leveled back out. I think the state went to 16.
Your McDonald's hamburger is going to go up again.
Well, I just saw it where...
Yeah, you're right. You're right. 16 for the state of California.
Correct.
Right.
Is San Diego, city of San Diego, did it go up?
I believe so.
I don't think so.
I will take a look. It went up 55 cents.
So now it's 16.55?
16.85. It was 16.30 prior.
Now was 16, it really?
Yeah, now it's 16.85.
Well, there you go.
That's crazy. Get up to 20.
It's going to go to 20?
No, I'm surprised it's gone up so much.
Well,
back in my day, it was $5.25 an hour. I think it's $6.25.
I remember working for $2.56 an hour when I was a kid. Oh, well. Minimum wage.
Yeah, I want to say it was $6.25 when I first started. I was a busboy.
I remember back in the day, gas was only $1.75 per gallon.
Uh huh.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I
remember when it was below a dollar. So there
those were the good old days.
Yeah, that was like. Yeah, it was 75% cheaper. Yeah. So anyway,
have requirements now by 2024 for that? I wouldn't say electric vehicles, but what the alternative vehicles, I think they called them or something like that. Like 30% of the vehicles now need to be sold that way. Is that what's coming up in 2024 or no? Not yet.
I don't think so yet.
Okay. Because I know there's certain benchmarks, like at 2026.
Well, 2035 is that you can't 100%. Sell. Well, not on the road, though. You just can't sell new
anything. Right. No, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. 30% of your vehicle fleet.
I'm sure we'll get rid of that law anyway by then, because we all know that electric vehicles are not the answer. Mm-hmm. There's just a bunch of people in politics that jumped on that bandwagon for fun. So... we'll see what happens later. We're not going to talk about those people. Hopefully, by 2035, hopefully they're all long gone and we're not talking about them anymore. Maybe we'll get some new, smarter people.
Yeah.
So.
Like me.
Like you. Yeah. Brendan, you should run for president.
I should not.
All right. How about governor?
I can do that one. If we can elect Gavin Newsom, we can. Okay.
Oh, shoot. Snap. You just said that out loud, didn't you? That's okay. I agree with you. So we'll go with that. Wow. We burnt. Did you say 2 minutes?
That's right.
No, it says 6 till. I got like 7 minutes left.
If you want, I guess I could just tell the other guys. We can just keep
talking into the new year. Anyway, all in all, there are some new vehicle laws out. That's what we were talking about there for a minute. So make sure and read up on those and be safe when you're out driving your hoopty or tin Lizzie, as Brendan calls it, around. But just be safe out there. And it's supposed to rain this weekend, like he said. So if you get out there, make sure your tires got good traction. This is a good time of year if you have bad tires to get them replaced. But just be safe. Have a safe new year. Don't drink and drive, obviously. You're putting you, your family, and everybody else at risk if you do. Not to mention if you do get a DUI. Boy, that's something that follows you for 10 years you can't get rid of. So that's a terrible idea. But just the safety part of it is a terrible idea also. So be safe. Be responsible. Have a happy new year. Keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up while you're out there this year. And we will be back in 2024 next year. I will talk to you all next year. How's that? Yes, be safe and just have a happy new year. You've been listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM. Anything you want to throw out there, Paul, for the new year?
Nope, just hopefully everyone has a good new year.
Have a good new year. Be safe. And me and Paul will return next year in 2024 with Brendan if he decides to show up. Take care. Be safe. We'll catch you next year. This has been Auto Talk Radio.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.